suppose commiserations. It's a hard day, any day when you lose in Croke Park, but I suppose in the semi-final of an All-Ireland where you're looking to get in maybe for the first time historically to the All-Ireland final, that's a devastating blow.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, I suppose. It's kind of hard to put into words what we're feeling at the minute, but listen, it was great to get here, and we probably underperformed again on the day, and the game was probably there for the taking, so that makes it that wee bit more hard to take, but it definitely was there for us.
Yeah, I suppose going in at half-time, you would have been happy enough with a three-point lead and probably thought maybe come out in the first half and get a good start, but Meath really came at you then.
Yeah, I think we probably lost a wee bit of composure at the start of the second half, and their break was a wee bit faster than ours, and they caught us on an overlap a couple of times and clocked on maybe 3 points, I think it was, start of the second half, which kind of rocked us a wee bit. It took us a wee while to settle into the second half, and they took their scores and we didn't take ours, and that ultimately is what it came down to in the end.
Yeah, and as you say there, you did settle after, you know, the initial maybe 4 or 5 points from Meath, and then Imre O'Shaughnessy went into the sin bin. You might have thought there was an opportunity then for Donegal to go ahead.
Yeah, we got a wee bit of more joy on our kick out then, because they were fairly high pressed up on us and we were struggling to get that away, and we got a wee bit of space then and got ourselves back into the rhythm of things, and I think there was a few chances we probably just didn't take, and every turnover then was meant a huge lift for them, and they just kept coming at us. They weren't gonna die down at all, and in the end they pushed on through.
Yeah, to be fair, they pushed on and got some scores on the board, and maybe that stopped your momentum, and maybe that was what they had planned coming out in the second half. You know, it was probably the impact too of Kieran Guthrie coming off the bench, we thought would have raised Donegal and raised that momentum, but I suppose on the day, listen, Meath's experience over the last 2 years showed through.
Yeah, we had a couple of chances there, and I think it was Niamh Hegarty played on a lovely high ball to Kieran, and any other day that would have found the back of the net, and listen, it just wasn't to be for us today. I think we're saying that every year now, but that's just how it was.
Yeah, I know, but like, listen, you got to look back at your performances during the year, and I know it's hard maybe at this stage of the year, but certainly some fantastic performances coming through the year, and I mean, you bounced back from a lot of very heartfelt, just devastating performances, like the Ulster final against Armagh, and came through, and you proved last week that you are a cracking team, and you had a great performance in the quarter-final stages. Just disappointing out there, it just didn't go your way.
Yeah, I think we've probably dealt with every type of defeat possible in the last couple of years, so we mightn't have any medals in our pocket, but we definitely have huge experience, and we thought that would have probably pulled us through today, and when it came down to it, listen, me, they're champions for a reason. They have a well set up team and they're well drilled, and they were able to hold composure there. We were trying to turn them over there for 2 minutes at the end, and they were very calm and collected on the ball, and we were unlucky not to get a couple of breaks there, and they've seen the game through.
Yeah, and I suppose Vicky Wall going to the sin bin maybe with, I think there was 10 minutes and 12 seconds, so she had 12 seconds to come back on the field, and at that stage again you thought Donegal had another opportunity to press forward.
Yeah, I even think there the last kick out when we broke up the field, I don't know what was going through my mind anyway, I just knew there wasn't time left, and you were just hoping you had a runner coming from somewhere, and you still had that belief. Like, I think there was 40 seconds on the clock and we still thought we had enough in us to get the score, but listen, it wasn't to be.
Yeah, and I know now, I suppose, we're at, I suppose, an end of a journey again for the Donegal team this year, but like, and it's hard to look forward now, and I know you're probably going to go and have your night now, because it's well deserved after the championship season that you've put in. But listen, what going forward now is there for the Donegal team, do you think? I know it's a hard question to ask now, Katie, but what do you think, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely probably not the time to talk about the future, but I know there's a lot of young girls there. If you look at the programme, the amount of girls who've made their debut in the last 2-3 years, like, it's massive. So there is a big shift in a lot of those girls still to come. There's a lot of old girls there that have made their debut back in 2010 and 2002-2003. So listen, it could be the end of an era for some of us, but we will not think about it today.
Listen, Katie, thanks for having a word to us. Hey, fantastic performance throughout the year there. And listen, we hope to see a lot more from you and the Donegal team in the future.